Both everyone has the slides and the Adobe Connect.
They should have.
Okay. Did they get it this morning, or excuse me?
Yes,
did get
this
it
morning.
A little bit ago, or when I sent it yesterday?
Sorry.
Kevin, Gabby, you sent it out yesterday, didn't you?
No, this Adobe thing I sent out today, which I've only got it from Maryland
this morning,
so I just saw it this morning.
Yeah. And the slides?
Well, I guess either the slides that are on the Adobe, because you did send out some slides, but they were internal, Kevin. You sent them for checking, proof reading and so on, so I didn't forward them.
Okay. Good.
But I do have a question. If you could send me the latest version and I can upload it on our website.
Yes, I sent it my time yesterday evening. Do you want me to send it again?
Yes, please, because the only version I have is really when it's really the one where which is the internal one, which was for checking.
Okay. Let me,
yesterday evening, your time, so that's today.
I just sent it to you.
Thank you.
Which should be the same. Are you both looking at the Adobe?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see the blue, background, white letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I see the Dottie is in as well. Dottie has something to
do. Yeah. And she's from the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can, go to the chat.
Oh, better say hi to Dottie. Probably she can see it, yeah.
It doesn't sound like she's on the call.
No, but she will dial in. I'll resend her to dial in thingy this morning, yeah. I'll drop her an email.
She asked for it. She just asked for it?
Yeah, this morning.
Okay. And Kurt just asked for, he just asked me to text the phone number.
Okay, I'll forward it to Kurt as well, but where is Kurt?
I think he's maybe not on email because he asked me to text it to him, which I did.
Yeah, okay. There is Dottie.
Hey, this is Kurt Fritz on the call.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
We're still Icon internal.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dottie.
Morning.
Good morning. Is that Kevin?
Hi, Dottie. This is Kevin Wilson.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just amazed at the new things I meet every day. This is the first time I've ever done one of these Adobe things.
Okay, great.
I see my name that says status active, and I see yours as yellow balls.
Yeah.
Those balls?
that means, I'm not sure what that is. I think that's a host sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you all use this a lot?
We've started to use it quite a bit. I've probably used it 4 or 5 times already. I think it's been in the past month or two that we've started to roll that out.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone else join the call?
Yeah, hi, this is Keith Drazik with .us. How are you?
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Good. How's everybody?
Great. Good morning, Keith.
Scotty, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Keith, do you want to use the Adobe? I think Gabby sent out a link to it.
Yeah, she did, and I'm logging into it as we speak.
Okay. And so, Duffy and Keith, so you know Kurt is on the call as well, Kurt Pritz.
Hi, Kurt.
Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, Dottie. Hey, Keith.
Hi. Your name is not up, though.
Kurt, are you logging on to Adobe?
I'm a low-key kind of guy.
Kurt, are you in California?
No, I'm in Sydney.
Oh, okay. Where
are you?
Morning.
I'm in Pasadena, California.
Kevin is? Is that Kevin?
This is Kevin Wilson, yes.
Early.
So, it must be very early there.
The weather is dark. That's all I know.
Well, let me give you a tip. When you have some free time, log on to tasteandsmell.com. And it tells you all kinds of interesting things, like the smell of lemon increases your performance 50%. The taste and smell of butterscotch puts your brain back to its earliest days when it could absorb anything, and it's the best taste and smell for learning. It's very interesting.
That sounds like one of those sites that McAfee would have rated most risky.
No, this is a doctor who's been studying smells and the human body for 25 years.
Oh.
Gabby.
Yeah?
Are we going to record this call?
Yes, it is recorded. That's
okay.
Oh, it's already... This part's recorded, too?
Yes.
Oh,
that's why.
From the start. So, Bart and Gabby, do you expect other people on the call? Should we go ahead and start?
I think we should start. We tried to raise awareness, and I thank Duffy and Keith that you volunteered. It was set up and said this was one of the things of the CCNSO Council. We warned them, or we not warned them, we informed them this was coming up. Gabby, did you have any other responses?
No, nothing else.
Okay.
So I just heard from some that they regret it's just the same time as the central meeting. They might have wanted to join, but then again, if they really wanted to join, they would have anyway.
That's one. And secondly, we could have had set up a link with Center.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to handle a lot of people's comments, and as you know, this is a very community oriented budget, an operating plan process. So, if we need to set up another call, we'll just do it.
Okay.
Keith, I don't see you on the. The Adobe, there you are.
Yeah, he's on.
Just got in.
Yeah.
Okay, this is set up for many participants, but it works fine for our group as well, the small group that we have. But if it's okay, I'd like to go ahead and start. If you're not familiar with Adobe Connect, there's a triangle down arrow. Right above my name, actually. Can you see it there? My status active, and then there's a triangle down arrow. If you click on that, you can see, you can raise your hand if you have a question, or tell me to speed up, or slow down, or be more interesting, et cetera. The only reason we have such a small group, it's okay to speak up, but oftentimes when you have a larger group, people are on mute and whatnot, or forced mute, then I just wanted you to be aware of that. So if you wanted us to click on that just to show that I know that you're aware of it, click on, pick one of the items there. Okay, good. So Keith, you see that. So I'm still learning the icon,
What is the screw by Bart's name?
That is a...
Huh?
That's a microphone. So that
oh, okay.
He'd like to speak.
I didn't put it there. Okay.
He did it earlier on. Anyway, so that's I just wanted to be aware of that. The check mark means you're just agreeing with kind of a straw vote type thing. Okay, good. So for those that I think I'm meeting both of you for the first time. I think I met Dottie you briefly at one point. But anyway, I'm the chief financial officer for ICANN, and I know Kurt Pritz is on the call playing below the radar to make sure I'm on track because I know he's been doing this for many years. And Bart and Gabby are on the call as well. So the purpose of the call is to present the fiscal year 09 operating plan and budget. The draft document has been posted onto the website as of May 17th, which was the which is our dictated by bylaws. So we post 45 days before the year end so that we can get full community participation and ensure that this budget is as collaborative and community-oriented as possible. So today, I'll briefly go through how we arrived here, highlights of the operating plan, and then highlights of the numbers. And assuming I haven't put everybody to sleep, I will ask if there's any questions and ensure that we capture those and also encourage you and everybody in the CCNSO and the broader community to be involved as active as possible in the public consultation, public community pages on the website and through these calls and obviously through the meetings in Paris as well. And then highlight what the next steps are so that's clear. Okay? Any questions? Good.
Sounds good.
Let me go ahead and start. So you probably know that ICANN has a year-long planning cycle. The first 6 months is the strategic plan, and that was posted and approved by the board and posted in December. And then in January we started the process of creating the operating plan and budget, with the goal being that we'd finalize that in June. This year we posted and presented in New Delhi in February what we affectionately call the initial framework. And that was really the model for the budget, which was taking high-level information and presented the budget and operating plan in broad terms at a high level. And since then, we've received a lot of community comments and feedback. In New Delhi, we had a number of meetings with the various groups, various constituencies as well. And then since then, we've gone back to the project and department managers and come up with more detailed cost estimates. But essentially, it's matching what the high-level framework that was presented in Delhi. The basic numbers are essentially the same with just more fine-tuning going on. And then obviously we posted it on the 17th of May, the document, and now we're seeking additional community consultation. And then we'll march to Paris with the final budget and operating plan. And I think on June 26th, the 26th of June, I think we have the final presentation and approval. Yes?
Hey, this is Keith. So is there a public comment period that's ongoing right now?
Yeah.
Through the ICANN website and all of that, as usual?
Yes, there is.
Okay, and that closes at the Paris meeting?
I think it closes right before the
okay.
Paris meeting. Yeah,
all right,
so
good.
We have time to have the information. That's right. Yeah, so you'll see at near the end of this, we'll provide the links and encourage the CCNSO to participate as much as possible. This next slide four, essentially shows the purpose of this is to demonstrate that we've really done our best and we'll continue to do our best to make sure we get lots of community consultation and input. This is not a a staff budget that the board approves. This is really we're making strong efforts to encourage community input and consultation and have it be our plan as opposed to, you know, the staff's plan.
What is the BFC?
The Board Finance Committee.
Oh, okay.
So that's the subset of the board that are actively involved in the nitty-gritty and the details of all of the operating plan and budget, as well as other financial matters of ICANN. We meet with them once a month at least.
Is it okay to ask you a question now, or should we wait till after this first question?
I think it's perfectly wonderful to ask questions. Keep me on track.
Well, you mentioned there was a lot of community input. Is that really true when you first presented the budget? The reason I asked that is because I was going to ask you, what was the nature of the response? In what areas?
Okay, that's a great question. When I say a lot, meaning, you know, I started in July of 2007, so I haven't gone, this is my first cycle through, so
mm-hmm.
Kurt probably can address whether there was a lot more than in the past. There's certainly, we met with the registrar, the registry constituencies, we met with ALAC, and we met with the board overall, and then there was a number of individuals that also spoke up about the budget. So from my perspective, it was very active, and lots of comments and detailed questions. In addition, to answer your question specifically, I would say that they fell kind of in two camps. One is sort of the general things that seem to be a focus of a lot of people. For example, the new GTLD process and then IDN, the fast track IDN for CCs, a lot of interest in those kinds of areas, just like all the, you know, that you see that in all public comment. And then the second area, I would say, lots of comments on specific interest areas. So, for example, some individuals and groups are very interested in compliance, and so they wanted to know how much and what it's being spent for, and is it being spent wisely. Other people seem very interested in reducing their fees or making sure that ICANN is not spending money unwisely, so they were very interested on where's the fat and when's it going to stop growing and those kinds of questions. There's also sort of a special interest. I think some people are asking questions about the other revenue sources. So registries are asking about registrars, and the registrars are asking about the CCTLD revenue, and everyone's always asking about the investment revenue. So I'd say those are kind of the general categories of questions. We'll have in the final document, and I'll mention this briefly in this presentation as well, we'll have an FAQ, which will capture and we'll include in the posting as well, which will capture the essence of those questions and our responses and how those were incorporated in the final draft of the budget and operating plan. Okay? Does that answer your question, Dottie, pretty well?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. I'm on slide 5, which has highlights of the planned activities for fiscal year 09. First on the list is the new GTLD implementation process. The GNSO has, you know, recommended the policy, and we're working through the details. Kurt is very active in his team, and really a large section of ICANN is actively involved in ironing out the details of that implementation for the new GTLD program, and then actually launch that and start to accept the applications during the fiscal year 09 period. Next is on the list here is the IDN activities that I'm sure are near and dear to this constituency, and including the fast track IDN for CCTLDs. The third one is invest in the IANA function, and to improve its services and functions overall. I call that the overall infrastructure of ICANN, kind of our core operations, to make sure that we're strong and able to also getting prepared for a post new GTLD environment. Following that is the security and just the general systems infrastructure. We need to have make sure that we have disaster preparedness, disaster recovery preparedness nailed down, and that our security and systems are appropriate. Another one I mentioned earlier is the contractual compliance on behalf of registrants, that we are enhancing that. That's really a core operation, but there's significant funds being spent on that area as well. And the last one that I have on this list in broad strokes is the multi-stakeholder model. Just really strengthen that. Sometimes we call it broaden ICANN or enhance the our outreach, so that we can reach more people with more languages, more geographic areas, more functional areas, outreach to business communities and governments, et cetera, et cetera. So, in short, it's a very aggressive, very demanding, by necessity, operating plan. And so you'll see that there's significant increases in costs as well to associate with that. But we believe that that's the community and the Internet are really requiring that we really step into those important functions.
All right, Kevin?
Yes.
Keith, so as I understand it from reading the budget, like a couple weeks ago, the new TLD expenses, I understand there's money in this plan for kind of getting to the point of launching the process, but the actual running of the new TLD program is not included. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I have a whole slide to answer.
Okay.
Yes, that's great. On slide six, capturing the essence of the overall budget, and you can see that there's lots of increased initiatives. The key initiatives are really driving the budget. So our daily operations, which we can talk about a little bit, are essentially flat. The core operations of ICANN, continue on with normal growth and some special projects, but essentially that's just continuing redelegation, continuing paying our bills, continuing all of the day-to-day operations and overhead. The key initiatives are growing from $13 million to $23 million, so there's obviously a very significant increase. And then we've carved out the IDN and new GTLD as kind of a separate part of the key initiatives for this presentation to show that this is a significant dollar increase by itself. And then, as Keith mentioned, there's even a separate budget that we'll be presenting when we actually launch that we'll present prior to the actual launch of the new GTLDs, which we'll talk about in a second. On slide seven, just in broad numbers, the revenue we're projecting, estimating for this budget is close to $61 million. That's about a $10 million increase from fiscal year 08, our current fiscal year. By the way, our fiscal year for Keith and Dottie, I don't know if you know this, starts July 1st. So the fiscal year 09 is July 1st, 2008 through June 30th, 2009. So the revenue increase is primarily a large chunk is contractual changes. So, for example, the Verisign.com agreement increases $4 million alone in fiscal year 09. The rest of the growth primarily is in normal growth in our estimate of transaction growth as well. Kurt, if you're still on the line, maybe you could talk a little bit about the AGP, the ad grace period proposed changes. I can mention it briefly that because of the domain tasting management in shorthand, that we're proposing in this, at least in this budget, that we remove the ad grace period fee reduction. However, that we don't believe that this will have an impact really on ICANN's overall revenue. The purpose of it is not to increase our revenue. It's really just as a method to manage the domain tasting challenge. The operating expenses are increasing up to $51.8 million. And you can probably already guess where that's coming from, but we'll show that in a second. The total expenses are going up to $58.5 million, and the capital expenditures this year, we believe, these are items for large computer software, mostly IT and information technology equipment that needs to be installed and placed in service in fiscal year 09, and those will obviously be depreciated over the subsequent years. So I wanted to highlight those this year as well. The strategic plan suggests that our reserve fund be about 1 year of operating expenses, equivalent to that, just to sort of maintain our healthy financial status. This year, because of the pressure on the spend and the desire not to, we just didn't think it was right to go to our constituents and ask for 1 year funding for all that. So we're proposing in this draft fiscal year 09 operating plan and budget that we reduce that increase in the reserve fund to $2.2 million. So it's a shortfall from that suggested in the strategic plan, but we still feel like it's responsible because it's a positive number.
What is the total amount of the reserve fund
for that purpose? Right now it's about $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to the Board Finance Committee yet, but we have excess in the operating cash, so I think it'll be close to $30 or $35 million by the end of the year.
Okay.
Any other questions about the high-level highlights of the budget? Okay, good.
Do people resist the reserve?
Say that again?
Do people resist the reserves?
Resist the reserve fund?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt probably has a better feel on that. Kurt, are you online?
Yeah, so I'm here. So we don't get pushback on the reserve, but the debate is really over how much, and it seems to be centered on, is 9 months of operating expenses enough? Is 1 year enough? So not the fact of the reserve, but how much time. And after some consultation with outside accounts and stuff, ICANN sort of settled on 1 year of operating expenses, and that's what we make public. So the debate is not about whether, but, how much is enough.
Right.
And we're all, we're all sort of in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kurt. I'm not sure if I'm still learning this. Is there a green arrow pointing at the $2.2 million on that slide?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, great. So this really is just showing in numbers what we talked about just now on the prior slide. Okay, any other questions about the broad numbers? Okay, let's go on to the slide 9, which shows by these in this case, we grouped them into 10 organizational initiatives that we mentioned briefly in the prior slide. And you can see the growth in a number of areas to come up to the $51 million that we talked about for overall operating expenses. The baseline is essentially staying roughly the same. And obviously, we're having significant growth in the new GTLD, and that's the consultants, some new hires to get ready for launch, the dispute resolution process to work through that, the preparation for the RFP, the request for proposal, and taking it through to the board to get to the process where we're actually setting up and taking applications and processing those and getting them ready for delegation. So there's some significant dollars spent on that. You can see there's on the broadened participation line 4, there's significant dollars spent there. Translation is close to $1 million. So that's obviously a significant dollar spend there on translation and transcription. Compliance is also another area where we feel like we need to hire several key new staff and work on aspects of that. I know I think it's in the area of security initiatives that might be near and dear to the CCTLD community is that there's been some plan. I think even the APTLD, and Bart, you might know more about this than I do, or Kurt, that they had some training on security initiatives that we've been working with them on, and so there's some significant dollars spent or planned to be spent for that to help carry out security initiatives, especially in the CCTLD area. Slide 10, this really addresses your question earlier, Keith, that this draft plan takes us through the new GTLD process in terms of the cost that we need to spend in order to take the policy and create the implementation framework and take it through application. Revenues from the applications and registry fees, operating registry fees and registrar fees for that matter, are not included in this. And
are
also
they sufficient for the operations?
Say that again?
Are they sufficient to underwrite operations?
So the costs that we have in the current fiscal year 09 budget that we're talking about now do take us through the end of the year in terms of core operations and preparing us for that. It does not account for the application processing fees, the cost of a new GTLD application, but it also does not account for the revenue. You probably know that GNSO has recommended the policy be that the new GTLD program be revenue cost neutral. And so we're under the assumption and under the plan now is that a separate budget would be submitted once we finalize the implementation process and scrub our numbers and our estimations, which we've been doing, then we would come back with a separate budget which would have a revenue number associated with the number of applications times the fees. And a cost number of the number of applications times the variable cost factor, as well as any other costs that we would need that we'd also need to set up that for that as well. It would also include costs for things like risks. We're going through a process, a complex process of trying to estimate what the legal, technical.
You're talking about lawsuits?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
We need to reserve for that or just dispute resolution. That's just a very, very complicated, and it's important for us to reserve for that and not be surprised by it. So that's the separate budget.
Does this revenue... The new GTLD process, for it to be revenue cost neutral, does that exclude the idea of auctioning off some of the names that has been mentioned?
Does the revenue account for that, you're saying?
No. Does the fact that you intend for the process to be revenue cost neutral, does that exclude auctioning domain names? There's been proposals that I guess if there were two identical applications, that maybe the name would be auctioned off.
Yeah. So the answer, the first question, the first part of your question is that if in fact the auction process is accepted and we do have the auction, then there's a possibility of raising even more revenue. We're expecting to raise a lot of revenue from application fees to offset the cost, and it's possible that through the auction process that there could be even more revenue raised. The intention is to not have this be a for-profit, you know, a cash cow for ICANN. That is definitely not the intention. So the intention is that to the extent that revenue exceeds the cost, that we would put it in some sort of a, and this is what we're discussing internally to raise possible solutions to this. But the intention is either to return it to help fund some possibly lesser developed, lesser financially able participants. One idea is to help fund security initiatives or reduce fees in subsequent rounds. So all of these are being discussed. But I think the only thing that I'm clear on right now is that the intention is not just to add to ICANN's coffers or have us balloon and grow to a size to match that revenue. The intention is to use those funds to whatever the community feels is best for that. And I know Kurt, that's one of the things Kurt's doing in Australia, looking at that. So I don't know if he has any up-to-date information on that, but I've been working with that, with Kurt and his team on coming up with various solutions for that.
Well, it would seem, just looking at the big picture, that almost every category involved is interested in having their portion of it be revenue cost neutral. Nobody wants to be the one that contributes a little extra to ICANN.
Right. Right, yeah, that's kind of one of the organizing principles, yeah.
Well, the thing that I thought, that I've been thinking is, it would seem as though certainly, you know, outreach and expanding knowledge to less developed countries would be a candidate for outside donations. And I never hear anything about donations to ICANN. Is that... That doesn't seem to be considered as part of the overall plan. What's the view on that?
On actually providing donations?
Not providing donations, accepting donations. Let's say IBM says, gee, we'll give $20 million, and it might be earmarked for something, but there's not a category of for acceptance of... you know, gifts from the outside.
Yeah. Probably Bart and Kurt can respond more officially on that. But from my standpoint, almost all of our revenue is based on contributions, a large section of it. So, for example, the CCTLD is based on a lot of those are not based on contracts. They're actually based on request for contributions, voluntary contributions. The RARs, for example.
But I don't mean within the different constituencies. I mean from... talking about from the deep pockets.
Yeah.
Corporations.
I know initially ICANN was funded with that way. Kurt or Bart, I'm going to write that down as a good question that hasn't been... I haven't been part of discussions on that since I started, although that's a very interesting one.
Well, I know that those kind of people play a role in sponsoring things, but the sponsored things don't seem to make it into this budget, right?
You're talking about if an IBM or someone like that actually...
I'm talking about sponsoring the meetings. Because they've got to cost a lot, and they have sponsors that contribute funds, right?
Yes, and that's definitely part of the budget.
Oh, it is part of the budget?
Yeah, those who sponsor the meetings. For example, Paris, I think it's $170,000. There's 10 or 15 sponsors, and that totals of $170,000. Actually, Paris is part of the FY08 numbers, but in FY09 we have an assumption on each meeting having a small sponsorship of $100,000.
And does that actually go into the revenue stream on the budget?
It does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Part of that, a small part of the $60 million, but it is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Or Kurt or Bart, do you have any other thing to add?
No, not for me, for my part, maybe, no. Kurt, maybe you have more insight than I do in this.
I'm gonna write that down as an interesting question on how we can supplement that or consider supplement that. The next slide is really just slide 11 is highlighting what we've already touched base on is the new GTLD is a significant cost category for fiscal year 09 as we complete the implementation of the policy. And you can see those, I think I've mentioned all these, the dispute resolution processes and preparing the RFP. Also the global communication of the new GTLD. I think the GNSO has a very specific policy recommendation that this be communicated clearly to a very wide range. It's not just an ICANN insider process. We want to make sure that all those who might be interested in a particular TLD have access to it and have the opportunity to participate early on as well. It's not just wait till the applications are being processed that we let people know about it. The intention is to let them know early as well. As you can imagine, with the thought of we might have many more GTLDs, how many GTLDs? I think we have 16 GTLDs and Bart, what is it, 100 and some odd CCTLDs? Is it 200?
Over 200.
Over 200
CCTLDs. Yeah. In principle, yeah.
Yeah, so you can imagine with IDN and all the new GCLD combinations possible, it could grow much, much larger. So some of our core processes, I know selfishly in the finance function, just the thought of increasing billings to 16, from 16 registries to, X number of registries, I've got a biller that I have to worry about her workload to consider, and so we're going to have to invest in some infrastructure. Obviously, IANA would be impacted as well. Any other questions on that? Other areas of growth on slide 12, we mentioned the launching the IDNs in the root and the fast track for CCTLDs. I think everybody on this call could lead the lecture on the efforts made on that. We mentioned about broadened participation, and I call it multiple dimensions. So it's increasing the participation of those who don't speak English as a native language, so translation, more remote access so that we can, at the ICANN meetings and elsewhere, we can have access through the website and through chat rooms, through various technology, and as well as outreach to more parts of the globe, geographic regions, for example, Asia in particular. We've identified a few staff in Asia that we need to beef up those areas. We also need to follow through on the GNSO improvements and provide new support for organizational review. So we want to enhance that aspect. I mentioned about the compliance capabilities, so there's significant dollars to identify and improve on the compliance. And then the security initiatives, including the training for the CCTLD operators and map out a security and disaster recovery planning. So the next steps really are to take the comments, the public comments, and any comments that you have on this call and all the calls that we're currently scheduling or have scheduled, push them into the draft operating plan and come back with a more finalized document and budget and hold the public or the constituency meetings in Paris and then have the public session at the ICANN Paris meeting and have the vote held on the 26th of June. So that's kind of the next step there. On this slide 14, there's some URL references. I notice on this slide, it looks like it's running off on the public comment, so I'll fix that and send that over. I think you probably know where the public comment is. If you go up to the main website in the top right corner, there's a public comment link, and that'll lead you right to the, so you can post a comment. So we should update that, especially for those not on the call. Bart, on that.
Yep.
Okay. I think the last slide here is for those who read the details of the New Delhi framework presentation. This is just a map to show how that ties to the draft operating plan. It's essentially the same. There's just really more detail and better cost estimates. So, Dottie, Keith, or Gabby, Bart, Kurt, any questions, comments, suggestions, thoughts on the operating plan and budget? And hopefully I didn't put you to sleep.
No, I think it was good. There was just one that I had in looking at what was posted probably on the PCNSO site. As you go through the document, it's mostly dollars, and then it goes to a presentation that's in euros.
Yes.
And then after that, it has a few charts and stuff that just say millions, and they don't say whether it's dollars or euros.
Okay.
It's confusing I think it's confusing to switch to euros in midstream. I think it would be better if the euros were attached as an index or something, at the end.
Okay.
But just look at the charts that say millions, and they don't say millions of what.
Got it. That's a great suggestion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we heard loud and clear that we wanted to, sort of part of the overall, let's be more international and more...
Put it in euros.
Put it in euros, so we added that chart.
Well, notice how many euros are participating today.
Yeah. Okay. But that's a good point. And then those pie charts that you mentioned, those did not make the labeling because we just had in prior years that assumed the U.S. dollar. So we'll fix that. That's a good suggestion.
So this is Keith. I only have just one other question. In the budget, the section for the ombudsman, it says the ombudsman shall submit a proposed budget to the president, et cetera, et cetera. And so, for the purposes of this draft budget, that figure is not included. Is that going to be finished or included in the next version?
I assume so. There actually is a number in there.
Oh, okay.
I think it's $590,000 for the ombudsman department.
Yeah.
U.S. dollars. Thank you, Dottie. I'm going to remember to say that all the time. And that is really decided between the board and the ombudsman directly. It doesn't go through the CFO other than just tracking it and paying it. I don't have the same relationship with the ombudsman that I do with the other departments.
Yeah.
So that's why in the document itself, it just refers to the bylaw reference. And then there's discussions with the chairman, Peter Denke-Thresh, and Raimundo Becca, the board finance committee chairman, and the ombudsman on that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So is there a new, I can't say that word.
Ombudsman. Still Frank Fowley, right?
The first
yes.
I left,
yes.
Right?
I saw him yesterday, so yes.
Well, I don't have any other questions, but just want to thank you all for taking the time to, you know, to make yourselves available and walk us through this, and you know, we'll go, you know, get back with our, you know, CCNSO colleagues and certainly follow up with you if there are any questions that come out of it.
Okay, this is excellent. Great. Keith, where are you located?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
You are? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Good. I look forward to, are you going to be in Paris?
I will, absolutely.
Good. I look forward to meeting both of you there.
Yes, that would be great. I have just one other question.
Yes.
Noticing that the ongoing activities don't increase that much, could you kind of give an overall comment about the level of wages at ICANN, because you have some high category types like attorneys and technical people. How
right.
do those compare to other private sector wages?
Well, we're grossly underpaid. No, but I think our you're saying how does it compare to a market comparison?
Well, to private sector pay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak from anecdotally, and I know that
well, that's all I'm
and the senior folks are actually doing a market study as we speak, and I think I know from my staff, for example, they've promised results for by September. But and it was you that the studies that they have used in the past were used in the raises for this year, going in that are already factored into this. But my general sense is that it's not quite like a not-for-profit traditionally in the U.S. pays significantly less than the market.
Mm-hmm.
But because of, like you say, the political and technical nature professional designation emphasis at ICANN, and that's required, I think, to hire them in not-for-profit, but they tend to be lower than the you know, if someone was doing the exact same function at a technical company. I think that there's higher salaries outside. Now that's just sort of anecdotally. I'm not the expert on that, but I'm going to put that down as an official question and respond back. And then the other aspect of it is because of the nature of ICANN and kind of an outgrowth from USC, I think our benefits package is strong, and so that's also factored into the equation. So staff are oftentimes attracted to come, even though there might be a little lower salary. The benefits package is strong, so that's kind of makes up for it.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much. This was really a great opportunity to be able to ask anything.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. And if Bart or either of you, Keith or Dottie or Gabby, feel like we need to have a follow-up conversation, I'd be happy to do that. And obviously encourage everyone to comment on the public forum.
Yeah, Kevin, just to make sure I can look it up, but what is the final date for Commons? That's just before Paris, isn't it?
I thought it was the 17th of June, but I have no idea why I think that.
They actually asked me that, and I apologize. I don't.
Yeah, otherwise, I can look it up, so don't bother. Yeah. And maybe you knew by heart, so it's...
It's the 17th of June. Very good.
Okay. Now, so what I'll do is, so Keith and Dottie will know, I'll inform the council of, and Gabby and I will inform the CCNSO and the CCTOD managers that we have this presentation. Presentation is will be available on the CCNSO website. Maybe we have, and say what the final date for Commons are, so people are aware. And the recording of this presentation will also be available on the CCNSO website.
Great.
So that gives people an opportunity to listen back if they want to.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Good. Good. Thank you. Thanks, Kirk, for joining. And
Keith
and Dottie, appreciate it. And Gabby and Bart, appreciate you setting this up.
And Kevin, thank you very much for the presentation.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
a lot.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bart, are you still there, Gabby?
Eh?
Yes?
Anybody there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
A friend of mine might ask for a list of hostels in the on the left bank. Sent me a list. I'm going to pass it along to you in case somebody asks you, okay?
Okay.
Or I don't know what should be done with it. They obviously aren't tested, but I know that in India, a whole bunch of the guys went off and stayed in,
cheaper hotels. Yeah.
Right, and there's rarely ever an opportunity to find out what those are, although I guess France would be more obvious.
It's probably better.
Okay.
Okay, Dottie, I sent you a thing on say, the admin working group.
Yes. I think I saw it go by. Well, that was today, right?
Yeah, I didn't have any response. I don't know if you had any responses.
No. We don't. You know what? When they talk about not having meetings, it's not a good idea because that's the only time that people put their full attention to it.
Yeah. You can see this, like this, and it's very good you and Keith were on this call because everybody wanted it, but nobody reacted.
Yeah. Well, I guess
that's nice.
Budget is hard. You know? I think what's happened is that most people have like caved in on what's going to happen, and there's less resistance, and where there is, you know, less difference in opinion, there's less involvement. I mean, it's just when people have a cause that they
want. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, what are we going to do with the... I know I should know this because I wrote it down and I've said it a few times, but what's going to happen next on the working group for the procedures?
That's what the email was about.
Right. We're having one more call, right?
Sorry?
We're having one more call?
The question is, do we want one?
Oh, okay.
That was my first question. We could do one, say, either early next week or whenever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't receive any comments from anybody.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't think people have really read it. It wasn't challenging, you know. It wasn't intended to be challenging, but...
No, that's true, but it's in that sense is that we just go ahead with the next step.
Right.
And maybe it's an idea that we, maybe for early next week that we have a call, say we do it for half an hour max, I said, okay, this is what we're going to do next, is we didn't receive anything. We're going to post it to the CCNZO website.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to, probably you and me, have to do the presentation in Paris, and that's it.
Okay.
And if we all agree, especially if Slobodan and Patricia agree on it, so people are, just to otherwise people go off in all different directions with different expectations, that's bad.
Right. Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll suggest a call for half an hour for next week.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah? Let's do it that way.
Okay.
Okay, Dottie, it was nice talking to you.
Right. Good to talk to you too, Bart.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye.
Bye.